105.7 CMW 80s 90s more. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Tuesday to you. It's Mike here. How are you? How was your Monday? We got that out of the way. That's good. Today we get all the mail that we didn't get yesterday. That's the one thing about when they, you know, there's no mail service on a holiday is that it just all stacks up and just comes the next day anyway, right? So anyway, here we are. It is Tuesday. It's the 14th of October. Almost halfway through the month already. So things are moving along quickly, aren't they? As we continue to cruise along. I got a lot of great music to get you on your way this morning. Also coming up in about 10 minutes, our good news story of the day, and it's really good. A high school team and what they found out when they actually didn't win a game and what they did. You're going to like this story a lot. It's coming up in a few, all right? Stay close. Good morning.
And more. 105.7. Listen to 105.7 CFW anytime, anywhere. Tell your smart speaker to play WCFW. Time for your good news story of the day with Mike McKay on 105.7 CFW.
All right, this is such a good story. So a guy named Brendan King, he's the coach for the Academy of Classical Christian Studies. It's a high school in Oklahoma, and his girls' basketball team won the championship title last season. Well, things were kind of bothering him and kind of bugging him, and they had a buzzer beater at the end of the game to win this championship. And he just said, it just feels like, I don't know, there was some confusion about the scoreboard, and he thought, I don't know if we really won. He sat down, actually rewatched the game, and realized that his team did not win, that the game was actually over the time it expired. Well, league rules say once the game is over, it's over. So King and his players decided to appeal their own victory and asked for the prize, the championship, to go to their competition, Apache High. The league agreed. The championship plaque was delivered to the other team. That is pretty incredible. And what a great learning experience.
Altoona wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning on 105.7 CFW.
Something happening somewhere.
Bruce Springsteen, Dancing in the Dark, 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s. March, Mike McKay along with you. It is the 14th of October. Today is National Real Sugar Day. I prefer real sugar over the fake stuff. I just do. I just use it. Eat it in moderation. That's what I do. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just telling you what I do. And it's also Be Bald and Be Free Day today. So the day to shave your head. I had a friend of mine that used to shave his head for quite some time until he started to grow it back and then realized he had a bald patch and he was not happy about it. It's like, dude, you've been shaving your head and now you're, yeah, but the point is now I'm actually going bald, not by choice. So see, today's your day, buddy. If you're listening, be bald and be free.
It's a celebration.
Celebrate good times.
Let's celebrate. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's all right. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's all right.
Yeah. bottle, baby. Come on and let me out.
There's Christina Aguilera, 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s. More. It wasn't that long ago when I realized that she's actually saying, come and let me out, the genie in a bottle, which makes a lot of sense. I thought she was saying meow. I don't know why. It just, and I always thought that sounds really weird because she says meow, but it's not. It's let me out. So it almost sounds the same, but the let me out makes more sense since it's a genie in a bottle. So anyway, now you know, and it hasn't really changed my life all that much, but it's good to know the correct words of songs. And that is something. You ever have one of those songs where you thought it was one thing and you found out something else? If you did, drop me a text through that Civic Media app at 1057 CFW. Let me know what the song was and what words you were mistaken and what the correct words were. Okay? Go ahead and share that. Or click that microphone and drop me a talkback message and you might end up on the radio. Okay? Yeah, I'd like to hear from you. Then I know I'm not the only one that gets words wrong on songs.
Claire Mornings with Mike McKay on 105.7 CFW.
CFW 80s, 90s, some more. It's Mike along with you. And I want to tell you about my friends at Rough Life Pet Hotel. If you've been looking for a groomer for your dog, I'm telling you, Rough Life Pet Hotel is for you. They've added more groomers. They've got more openings, more opportunities. We've been taking Gigi, our Pomeranian, for years to Rough Life Pet Hotel, and we couldn't be happier. That's why I'm telling you about Rough Life Pet Hotel. They're really conveniently located, too. They're right off of Business 53 in Lake Cali, right between Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. You know where Marquardt RV is? They're like right behind Marquardt RV. You know where Marquardt Motors is? You know, they're on one side of Business 53. On the other side of Business 53 is Marquardt RV. And Rough Life Pet Hotel is right back behind there. They're really conveniently located. They could take care of your pet. You are going to be so happy, so satisfied with the grooming at Rough Life Pet Hotel. They will take care of you. Check them out, roughlifepethotel.com. And Rough Life, it's R-U-F-F, lifepethotel.com. You can call them or stop on in. When you talk to them, do me a favor. Tell them Mike McKay sent you in there, all right? And they will definitely take care of you. But if you've been looking for a groomer, you don't need to look anymore. Rough Life Pet Hotel is here for you. As a matter of fact, if you go to their website, roughlifepethotel.com, right on their homepage, you'll see a picture of Gigi. And click on it, and you can hear the testimonial from me about Gigi and what great work they do there, in which they do. You're going to love them. I do. They're going to treat your doggy just like it's their very own. That's what they do at Rough Life Pet Hotel. And again, when you stop in there and talk to them, tell them Mike McKay sent you.
Altoona wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning on 105.7 CFW.
Mornings with Mike McKay, powered by Chippewa Valley Outdoors, home of the lightest campers in the Chippewa Valley. Check them out at ChippewaValleyOutdoors.com. Chippewa Valley Outdoors is home of the lightest campers in the Chippewa Valley. You can save thousands on remaining minor hail damage units. New campers as low as $14,995 and used starting just $3,495. They service all makes and models and have the lowest labor rates in the area. Located on Highway 53 off Melby Street, mention you heard this ad and receive an additional $250 off your camper purchase. Check them out at ChippewaValleyOutdoors.com.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Mom, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotion. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom, it's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotion, and their customers are paying for it. While Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials, trust me, I would know. Consequently, they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a blazing fast 5G network for just $25 a month. Dial #250 and say the words Mike Rowe, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250 Mike Rowe. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A recent National Highway Traffic Safety Administration study found that Wisconsin has one of the highest rates of fatal crashes involving police pursuits. According to the study, 11 of the 535 fatal crashes in the state in 2023 involved a police pursuit, which is a little over 2% of those crashes. The Wisconsin State Patrol's policy is to only engage in a pursuit if it can be done without creating unreasonable danger to the public. State troopers will often allow a fleeing suspect to escape for safety before tracking them down afterwards. At a press conference last week, Democratic state senators called on their Republican colleagues to meet more often. State Senator Dianne Hesselbein says the Republican-controlled state Senate has not met in over 90 days after passing the new biennial state budget in July. Democratic lawmakers also released proposals outlining their planned policy agenda for 2026 if they managed to gain control of the state legislature. They would need to flip 2 state Senate districts and 5 state assembly districts in next November's election to accomplish that goal. The Stout Vocational Rehabilitation Institute at the University of Wisconsin-Stout has received national recognition for its work to remove employment barriers for residents with disabilities. Earlier this month, the National Rehabilitation Association presented the organization with the annual W.F. Falks Award to honor their work with evidence-based research, innovative program designs, and technical assistance. The organization has operated in western Wisconsin for nearly 60 years, assisting thousands of residents with disabilities. The United Way of Rice Lake will kick off a fundraising campaign this week with the goal of raising over $76,000 by the end of the year. The campaign will launch at the Business After Hours event hosted on Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. by the Rice Lake Chamber of Commerce. The organization's annual Holly Auction, the major fundraising event of the campaign, will be held on December 3rd at Turtleback Golf Center. The funding will go towards supporting local partner agencies providing services like food assistance and mental health support. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a chance of rain this afternoon, a high near 55. Showers likely tonight, lows around 46. Slight chance of rain Wednesday with a high near 56. Some showers and thunderstorms are possible Wednesday night, a low around 50. And more showers and storms on Thursday. It's 48 at our studios. CFW.
Thank you. let's dance for a while. Heaven can wait, we're only watching the skies. Hoping for the best, but expecting the worst. Are you gonna drop the bomb or not? Let us die young or let us live forever. We don't have the power, but we never say never. Sitting in a sandpit, life is a short trip. The music's for the sad man. Can you imagine when this race is won? Turn our golden faces into the sun. Praising our leaders, we're getting in tune. The music's played by the madman.
Five seven CFW 80s 90s more. Mike McKay along with you. Yesterday was National M&M Day. Did you know that? I like M&Ms. I don't eat them as much as I used to. I used to eat them a lot. Kind of backed off a little bit on them. You know, you gotta, as you get older, we gotta take better care of ourselves. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, according to Parade.com, the top five favorite flavors of M&M are, number one is peanut M&Ms. I do like those. And then it's plain, followed by fudge brownie, caramel, and peanut butter M&Ms at number five. So now you know. And now I want some peanut M&Ms. All right, I guess I'm going to have to go to the store today.
Turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging. pushing me around, but I stand my ground and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand.
Wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning on 105.7 CFW. Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
Your home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app.
CFW.
Give me a second, I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she's waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses asking about a scar. And I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget. But between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.